You're listening to Beyond the Ribbon, a podcast of the Cancer Survivorship Center, powered by 24 Hours in the Canyon. This podcast is brought to you by Auto Inc. Auto Inc. is a distinguished family of dealerships redefining automotive excellence. Be sure to check out their website at autoinc.com. Hey everyone, welcome to this episode of Beyond the Ribbon. My name is Ryan Parnell, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host and oncology nurse, Pam McMillan.
Hey Ryan, how are you today?
Pam, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. You?
I'm good. Hey, I want you to, the first thing that comes to your head when I say sound bath.
Soothing.
Soothing?
Yeah.
You don't think it's like you have all these bathtubs lined up where everybody's going to just take a bath?
Take a bath? I hope not.
You know, when this idea of sound bath class was brought to us, I had no clue what it was because I've never experienced
Me neither.
And so I think it's going to be, everybody's going to be in for a treat for this podcast.
That's right. You know, it's funny how we come across classes and things are, you ought to try this, you ought to try that. And when this was brought, as you said, brought to our attention, like, we ought to try this. And I was like, that's really kind of cool sounding, you know, once you kind of dive in. And hopefully you guys listening after this episode, you'll agree that it is a really neat and relaxing and beneficial class.
Yeah. You know, I tried it. I think everybody has a different experience. I think you have to have an open mind and just embrace it. But I feel like it could be very beneficial, very soothing, maybe for anxiety, depression.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So
let's learn more.
Absolutely. Let's do. Well, let's introduce our guests. And Amanda Ramsey has been with us for quite some time, has taught a lot of different classes, currently does Tai Chi and chillaxation and sound bath guided meditation. Amanda, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I tell you, let's just start real basic and explain to our listeners, what is sound bath?
Okay, well, let me tell you first what it's not. It does not involve getting naked.
Good.
That's good to know.
And it does not involve getting wet.
Yes.
So sound bath is actually a term that is credited to Tom Kenyon. He's a sound therapist and musician from Washington State. And he's pretty well known in the sound healing field. And basically, it's the idea that you're being immersed in waves of sound. So you're being, it's almost like a submersion. If you can imagine times when you might have heard a choir or symphony or some, you know, been to a music venue and you just feel like the sound is just completely surrounding you and filling your whole body. It's that kind of experience. But in this situation, we're not performing or providing entertainment, and it's not music per se because it's not a specific piece that's been composed. It's more spontaneous, it's more in the moment, and so it is a variety of different sounds. I do use a lot of different instruments, and sometimes I'll pick up other things as they, you know, that make different sounds. But yeah, it's just an opportunity to really, really relax the body, let go of the mind, and just be in the present experience and be washed in sound.
So what happens during sound bath class? What should they expect?
So typically I invite people to lie down on a yoga mat. People can bring pillows, blankets, comfort items. We also have pillows, blankets, and mats here at the center. If people are unable to lie down or uncomfortable lying down, they're welcome to sit comfortably. Again, they can use pillows, blankets to, you know, try to get themselves in a comfortable position. Most sound baths, people are encouraged to lie still or sit still. I don't want to limit anyone. If someone feels like they need to move, if someone feels like they need to move, they're allowed to do that. I don't mind if people need to get up and stretch or get up and dance if they feel moved to do that. But typically people stay pretty relaxed. It's a kind of a meditative experience.
Yet again, another one of our classes that is completely adaptable to meet the needs of the folks that are attending.
That's right. So Amanda, how did you come about Sound Bath?
Okay, so I have been fascinated with sound and music from a very early age. When I was growing up, a lot of my family were members of the Primitive Baptist Church, and my grandparents, I would go to church often with my grandparents, and they do a type of music that's called sacred harp music, or some people call it shape note singing. They don't use any instruments at all, and they'll sing four-part harmonies, and they have these events on Fifth Sundays where all these churches come together and they have a sing, and people sit in different positions around a square. So each treble, alto, tenor, bass is in a different section sitting in a square, and the leader is in the center. And so at a sing, every single person gets a chance to lead the music and stand in the center. And so as a child, I got to stand in front of all of these voices and just get filled with music from all directions. And it was so amazing and fulfilling to me. That was one of my first, I guess that was my first experience of sound bath. And then as I grew, I got more and more interested in drums and percussion. My father was a musician, and my home was filled with music. At family gatherings, all of his family grew up in the Primitive Baptist Church. They sang, you know, all of these incredible harmonies. We had musicians in our living room from all over the world playing all different kinds of music. My parents took me to a lot of live music. Mm-hmm. And so I grew up with a lot of acoustic, you know, music that just filled me with sound. So my father died in 1998, and he was really more than a father to me. He was really a mentor, and it was really difficult for me. That was a time in my life when I was struggling, and so I was kind of searching for what's next, what's my purpose, how do I, you know, find my way. And I was in a bookstore, and I saw this book called Healing Sounds by Jonathan Goldman, and it just drew my attention. And so I started reading and learning and researching, and found out that there's this whole movement called sound healing. And this was in around 1999, 2000. I was going through these discoveries. So in 2001, I went to a sound healing intensive, and it was put on by Jonathan Goldman, who wrote the book. And there were sound healers from all over the place, and there were, you know, over 80 people from around the world at this intensive. And we were doing exercises and different kinds of sound techniques, and learning all of this theory from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. for 9 days.
Oh, wow.
So I was really immersed in the whole experience. And while we were there, you know, we were in these rooms where we would all be toning with our voices and creating these vocal sound baths. And that's where I found my teacher, Sarah Benson. She was an incredible sound healer and musician. She was actually Jonathan Goldman's teacher as well. And I began to study with her, and I studied with her as much as I could until her death in, I think, 2007, around in there. So I just got into the whole thing, and at first was using primarily my voice and doing a lot of vocalizing and toning and chanting. And I got more and more into the instruments and percussion, and I discovered singing bowls, which I'm going to...
Yeah.
That's my primary instrument that I use is the singing bowl.
Yeah, we have quite an array of instruments and bowls in front of us, Pam.
I know. I'm excited to get to listen to those. When you say sound healing, what are some things that people can expect from sound
healing? So I want to first say that I'm not a medical professional and I'm not a musician. And when I say sound healing, I'm not making any kind of claim to cure a disease or an illness or an injury. When I use the term healing, I'm using it in a way that maybe you would experience from a massage or an acupuncture session or a yoga practice or a meditation practice. Mm-hmm. Those all have healing benefits to us. And sound healing is healing in a similar way. It's beneficial for the mind and the body and the spirit. It helps to soothe the emotions. It helps to soothe the nervous system. And one of the things for me that's so important is that it brings beneficial sound into our lives. We are surrounded by noise pollution. We have created societies that are full of machines, gadgets, devices that create all kinds of noise that really are unhealthy for the human body. It irritates our nervous system. It can actually interfere with our neurological abilities. It can interfere and even cause injury if sometimes with hearing loss, some of the decibels get really high. So I think it's really important for people. You know, our bodies are made to be in the natural world, you know, and we're really attuned to nature. So it's really great to hear things like bird song and waterfalls and wind in the trees and things like that. Those are healing sounds. But humans also create healing sounds, and there are lots of there's lots of research about the benefits of music and certain ratios of notes put together and how they affect our human body. You know, we are vibrating beings. We are vibrating matter. Mm-hmm. And sound is matter that is vibrating. That's how it's created. So we are actually walking symphonies ourselves. And when we get out of tune, it's really great to have opportunities to tune ourselves up. And that's what sound healing is about.
So is there a difference between sound bath and music therapy then?
Yes. So I kind of put all of it under the umbrella of sound healing. Mm-hmm. Music therapy originally, when it first started, was based on behavioral modification. It was intended to change someone's behavior. That was the model that it was based on. It's expanded now. It's not as limited as it used to be. But back when I was beginning, I kind of steered away from that because I wanted to be more open and more whole person focused. And so that's why I went into sound healing. Now I think they're kind of merging. The music therapy and the sound healing worlds are really merging, and there's a lot of overlap.
Yeah. That makes perfect sense.
So, I'm sorry, I lost where I was going with that, but what was your original question?
What's the difference between sound bath and music therapy?
Yeah. So I would say they're both under the same umbrella, mm-hmm. but they might have a different intent. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they're the same. Of course, music therapy tends to be more focused on musical combinations, mm-hmm. and a lot of times they'll start right where you are with your emotions and play music that fits your mood and then start to shift into music that matches where you want to go. Both music therapy and sound healing use a primary principle called entrainment. And that's the idea that when rhythms come together, they start to entrain. So our hearts and our brain waves are entrained. If our heart rate slows down, our brain waves slow down. If our brain waves slow down and we start meditating or falling asleep, our heart rate slows down. So it's like when you put clocks in a room together and their pendulums will eventually start to swing together at the same time. That's the idea of entrainment. So music therapy and sound healing use those concepts and try to create sounds or rhythms that are going to entrain. And so in a sound bath, you're going to have no rhythm, pretty much. And you're just going to have a lot of different sounds. So it's really putting the brain in a deep state. Sometimes people can go into a really deep meditative state. Sometimes people can even fall asleep, and that's acceptable. They're still getting a lot of healing benefit from that experience. Some people go into almost a waking dreamlike state, and I've heard people say this, that they see colors. Some people even have visions or dreamlike experiences. I had one of our survivors come to me after a class and say that they had had a visit from a friend who had passed, who had crossed over, and it was very, very healing for them to have that experience.
So I'm guessing everybody's experience could be just different.
Totally different.
Yeah, everyone's experience is completely different. Some people, it's not their thing, and that's fine. Other people, like I said, fall asleep. Some people just feel very relaxed. Some people feel rejuvenated. Some people, you know, have a profound awakening.
Yeah. You know, again, this speaks to the different types of classes we have that, as you said, this may not be for everyone. And we certainly don't force anything on anyone, but it's an option if this is, and you know, like I, we always kind of joke and say, our calendar is a great big old huge buffet. And, you know, we encourage you to pick and choose, something to get involved in.
And I'm just saying, this is the dessert.
This is the dessert. well, let's, Amanda, while that's a good segue, let's share some of this dessert with our listeners.
Okay, so I've collected a lot of instruments over the years. Most of them are percussion. I use, sometimes I'll use rattles. Just to kind of stir things up, or sometimes to smooth things out, just depending on the situation. One of the things in both sound healing and music therapy is sometimes we want to bring up uncomfortable emotions or uncomfortable feelings and just move them and then resolve them. And so sometimes I'll do something a little bit uncomfortable just to kind of get it moving, and then I'll smooth it out. So, for example, I might use some chimes in a minor key. That have just a hint of melancholy. And then I'll smooth it out with chimes that are in a major key. Just kind of bring it back around. I also like to play with moving sound waves using air and water. Mm-hmm. So I have a new instrument that I like to play. It's a crystal pyramid, and I have two of them actually, and I also have a crystal Merkaba, which is two pyramids that are interlocked. And they're really fun to play. They're similar to a triangle. And when I strike them and then move them, the air changes the sound. So I'm going to see how that works.
Those are very soothing.
It is. I just find myself just watching it and relaxing.
Yeah.
So another way that I like to play around with sound and move the sound waves is with water. This is a traditional Himalayan singing bowl. It's made of, I believe, 9 different metals that are fused together. One of the things about sound healing that's different than music is that sometimes the instruments are not precision tuned. Sometimes you'll strike an instrument and it'll play multiple sounds. And that's actually, we think, beneficial. So here's a Himalayan singing bowl with a little bit of water inside. I'm going to strike it and then...
It's really incredible that that little bowl can make that noise. I mean, it's...
With just a little bit of water in there.
Yeah.
That is so cool. What do you have next?
So I did tell you that in the that originally I started working with my voice. And when I was in Tibet, I found this conch shell that's ancient. You may not know, but Tibet used to actually be underwater. The whole Himalayan region used to be all underwater. And so they collect these conch shells and turn them into instruments. I'm not usually really great with wind instruments, but sometimes I like to use this shell just to alter my voice and make some noises. So I'm just going to try a little bit here.
Interesting.
So yeah, sometimes I'll get a little weird.
But that's what makes the class it, right?
I'm into open and authentic expression in all of my classes. My primary instrument and the one that I use the most is the crystal singing bowl. What happens when I play the singing bowls, whether they're Himalayan or crystal, if I strike them and then I circle the wand around them, it creates a sound that bounces around inside the bowl, and the sound bouncing inside the bowl actually creates other sounds that turn into harmonics or overtones. And so that's when you get those waves of sound that really create the bath. So I'm going to play. This is one of the smaller crystal bowls, and the tone is very high. So I'm not sure if we're going to be able to hear the harmonics or not, but I'm going to just see how that goes. And I can also use different types of wands and mallets to strike and get different sounds. So I'm going to demonstrate that really quickly. So this is a softer mallet. And this is a slightly harder mallet. Now I'm going to use the rubber mallet to circle the bowl and see if we can get some harmonics. Might be hard to hear over the microphone, but there sometimes you can hear kind of a wah, 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 wah.
Yeah.
And that goes into what people are now calling binaural beats. And there's a lot of research going on about that and how beneficial they are for our relaxation.
I can completely understand how being in the moment, being still, being present, being mindful, in this class, and while you have the varying sounds being played can be incredibly soothing.
You know, for me, sometimes these meditation classes, it's hard because I feel like my mind won't shut off, but listening to these sounds can be very soothing, calming.
That's the goal.
Yeah. No, you're right, Pam. I feel the same way. Not to downplay anything that's not sound bath, but sometimes I feel like listening to a meditation, I feel like I got to do something, like, you know, as they kind of walk you through. But this is just completely relaxing.
Very relaxing.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that our listeners should know about sound healing or sound bath?
Well, so we are offering the sound baths here, and I typically play for as much of the full hour as possible. I'll usually do an introduction and give people time, a little bit of time to come out of it and make sure they're stable before they leave. Mm-hmm. So I usually play for a good 45 to 50 minutes. That can be a very relaxing thing, but there are also other sound baths in town. Sometimes me and other people will play for up to an hour and a half. And often they're combined with a yoga practice. Like, people might do a yoga class and then there'll be a sound bath at the end for 10 or 15 minutes to kind of relax and smooth out. It's actually not a new thing. You know, people from all over the world, all kinds of indigenous cultures and religious practices have involved sound in many different ways. But there is a new kind of movement focusing on the healing aspects of sound. And that's, I guess, where we're getting the modern sound healing. So some of these instruments that I have are quite ancient. And some of them are, like the crystal bowls, are kind of a newer variety. So it's not anything new, but maybe new application, new learning, new intent.
Is there anybody that should maybe avoid coming to class?
So if you've had a concussion recently, it's recommended that you do not. Mm-hmm. Some types of brain injury might have a difficult time processing the sound. It might be a little much. Also, once in a while, if someone has hearing aids, the sound can interfere a little bit and be a little bit uncomfortable. So I usually encourage people, if that happens, just to go ahead and turn them off. Even if you cannot hear all the sounds, your body and your mind are still benefiting because the vibration is still moving through.
Right.
Yeah. Very interesting. It's just really cool. You know, it's one of these out of the box classes that's not something that everybody has or opportunity to check out. So we encourage you guys to give it a try. You know, we're doing it twice a month. So be looking on the calendars when it comes out, either the one that you get emailed or the one that's online or on our app. Check out the calendar and we encourage you to come and check it out.
And not just sound bath, but also Amanda's other classes like Tai Chi and chillaxation, which has some meditation in it. Which I think we all could benefit from.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
And I'm now up to 16 crystal bowls. And I bring different instruments each time. I have gongs. I have a variety. So it's always going to be a little bit different. So if you come once and it's wonderful, come again. If you come once and it's not wonderful, come again.
Yeah.
But everybody could try it with the exception of those few that you had just mentioned.
Yeah.
That is very interesting. I learned something. You know, sound is such a cool thing that I think we take for granted.
Yeah. And really don't maybe pay much attention to it. You know, you never think about that.
Ryan, I feel like maybe some of your sound healing might come from Metallica.
And that's a great point. It's something everyone does and everyone can do. I encourage you to go outside and listen to the birds and listen to the wind and the trees. Create playlists. Hum and sing to yourself. You know, make those noises in the shower, in the car. You know, mm-hmm. get the sounds out. That sound healing is not always pretty. Like, screaming and crying and all of that is still part of the sound healing. It's getting the sound out. It's moving the emotions. And then the soothing can come after.
Well, Amanda, thank you so much for all you do here at the center. I know our patients benefit from it. And that leads us to our last segment. We are sponsored by the Auto Inc. family. Do you have an Auto Inc. inspiring moment that you would like to share with our listeners?
Well, I think the one I mentioned before, where I had someone come to me and say, hey, I just, you know, they were moved to tears and said that they had a really profound experience. They had lost their best friend a year or so previous and had really been missing them. And they had a chance to kind of reunite with that friend during the experience. And it seemed very meaningful to them. And when people say that, you know, they've seen colors and their eyes get excited and they show that wonder, you know, that's what I love is the sense of wonder. Mm-hmm. You know, oh wow, this is something new and it took me to a whole different place.
Yeah. Totally inspiring. Very inspiring. I know that you get told often, as many of our instructors do, just, you know, how wonderful the classes are and that you're doing and the service that you're providing. So again, I'll echo what Pam said in thanking you for working with our survivors and being available and sharing your talents.
Well, I know that I have so much appreciation for this place and this community. It helped me through my own cancer journey. And I love being able to give back. I love being part of the community. And I love being able to share what I love, what my special interests are. It gives me a place where I can play in my playground and have other people join me. So it's a great joy for me. And it's very beneficial for me to get to experience it as well.
Great. Well, thank you again. You guys that are listening to us, be sure and pass this on. You know, share this information with your friends, your neighbors, anyone that you know that is a cancer survivor. And remember, too, that as a cancer survivor, you have caregivers and loved ones that have walked this journey with you. And those are always included as well in any of our classes. And again, the beautiful thing is all of these classes are free.
That's right. So just come and take some time for yourself, you know, schedule that time for self-healing and maybe sound bath is what you need.
The dessert.
That's right, the dessert.
And I'm just going to give one little final sound healing blessing to all of you out there who are listening. These are one of my favorite instruments. I call them sonic glitter.
Wow. What a great way to end the podcast.
That's right.
That is so cool. Well, thank you guys again for joining us. Be sure and share this and make sure you join us next time for another great episode of Beyond the Ribbon. Thanks again for listening to Beyond the Ribbon. We'd like to extend a special thanks to the Auto Inc. family of dealerships as they have supported 24 Hours in the Canyon and the Cancer Survivorship Center since 2016. For more information on the Cancer Survivorship Center, please visit our website, 24survivorship.org.